During the days leading up to the holidays, it can be easy to get overwhelmed with all there is to do. Gifts to buy, food to prepare, decorating to get done. But a long-standing tradition in Springfield allows people to take an hour, de-stress, and focus on the true meaning of the season. Drury's Vespers has been taking place in Stone Chapel for more than 60 years. Three choirs, Drury Singers, the Chamber Choir, and the Chorale, combine to bring the community a concert filled with sacred music and readings from the Bible. Instrumentalists perform on piano, organ, and strings. Dr. Jim Davidson, Director of Choral Activities and Music Education at Drury, says the program is very traditional.
We try to have some familiar carols and mix that in with some music from all around the world and all different time periods. We have a medieval carol we're singing with the Women's Chamber Choir, and then we have some pieces that are brand new within the last decade or so.
Vespers is traditionally a service of evening prayers. Drury presents it more in the style of a lessons and carols service, according to Davidson. He says the free program is patterned after the King's College service in Cambridge, England. Vespers has long been a way to start the holiday season, and it's well attended. In fact, Drury added a second performance this year. Tickets for one were spoken for in 10 minutes. Tickets for the other were gone within an hour.
Obviously, this is one of our best attended events. It's one of our most revered traditions here at Drury. We hold this tradition very, very sacred here at Drury. This is one of the probably most reverent events we do all year.
It takes some work and lots of practice to get ready for Vespers. Choirs begin rehearsing in November. There's a lot of coordination that has to take place. Professors are invited to serve as liturgists, tickets must be distributed, and setup happens just before the event. At a rehearsal a few days before this year's Vespers, Dr. Davidson was making sure choir members would be as ready as they could be for the actual performance. He ended the rehearsal by reminding the choir that Vespers has been part of Drury for more than half its history and that they were involved in something much bigger than themselves and this year's choir. Let's just enjoy what we do, he told them. Asher Tillman is a senior at Drury and was preparing to sing in his fourth Vespers. He says it's a chance as much as possible to stop for a moment and focus on the Christmas season.
This allows me to press the pause button, remind myself of what is meaningful to me, what does the Christmas season mean to me, how do I apply that to non-Christmas season, and I just find that so beautiful to be able to revere something, to find reverence in something, in the fast-paced motion of life.
He describes what it's like to be part of Vespers.
It's like a weight is lifted off my shoulders. My heart beats faster, and it's just a swell of lovely, mushy-gushy emotions because when you hear the sound surround you, rather than just being in a choir room where it's escaping you, you really do feel that sense of community, of many hearts beating as one, of many voices coming together as one large voice.
Freshman Allison Haslett attended high school just across the street at Central. She'd wanted to attend Vespers but couldn't get a ticket. She had the CD, though. This year, she was able to attend as a member of the Drury Singers.
It really reminds you of why we do music. Like Dr. Davidson said, it's not just like a test to see if we know the notes, but it can really touch people and speak to them in ways that words can't.
As Davidson chooses music for each year's Vespers, he tries to find choral works that pair well with the message of the readings.
So normally I'll have one or two pieces paired with a reading. And some songs stay the same. I try to keep at least two or three of the carols the same each year because I think the audience appreciates getting to participate and having familiar music. And then I try to switch the rest of it up every year.
He tries to find works that aren't widely performed, but he also chooses traditional Anglican pieces, works by composers such as Rutter and Wilcox. He tells the students before they perform during Vespers that it's much more than a normal choral concert. It's more meaningful than that for a lot of people. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skoliski.